Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Grove Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I am so excited that you are tuning in today, and I hope that you're having a beautiful day, a beautiful week, and that you've been taking care of yourself. And on today's episode, we're going to be diving into a topic that's very close to my heart, and that is active listening. In college, when I was a freshman, I was first introduced to active listening because there was a club on campus called Cogwell. And the whole purpose of Cogwell was to educate different student groups on campus on how to be an active listener. And so I ended up doing this training session, falling in love with this concept, and then eventually joining the club as a sophomore, becoming trained on how to be a student leader in the organization. And then I would go and lead these trainings myself. And so this is something that has been very important to me in my own mental health journey. And it's something that I practice actively in my life to be a better friend, a better partner, a better daughter, sibling, just a better human being. And there have been so many people that have complimented me and told me that I'm a really good listener. And this has come through practice. I think every single person can become a better listener. And when you are able to learn to develop this skill within yourself, your relationships will improve. And also, you will be able to help other people improve their mental health. Because as an active listener, you can help other people feel safe enough to share vulnerable things with you and to feel heard and to have a safe space to be vulnerable and to be real and to receive support when they're needing it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go through 10 different steps that you can take to be a more active listener and therefore a better human, a better friend, a better partner, all of the above. And hopefully this can support you on your inner growth journey as well so that you can glow from the inside out and do your best. So with all of that said, let's dive into today's episode and let's get growing. Okay, so let's get into it. The first thing that you can do to be a more active listener is to pay attention to your body language. There is a very big difference between having an open body language that signals that you are there, you are present, you're absorbing what that person is telling you, and a body language of someone who is closed off and not paying attention. So things that you want to avoid doing is closing your arms, looking away, looking into the distance, not looking at the person who's talking to you, and worst of all, looking at your phone, scrolling or texting while someone is sharing something with you, especially if they're about to share something that is slightly vulnerable or intimate or deep. Don't do that. What you want to lean into is having an open body language. So that means looking at the person that's speaking to you, making eye contact as much as you can. You don't have to be like staring at the person the whole time, but you know, making sure that you are looking at them somewhat and having a more open body language. So not crossing your arms and also putting your phone away. If you can, don't have your phone near you so you're not distracted by pings and messages and texts and emails and all of that. Okay, number two is pay attention to and listen to the nonverbal cues that the other person is giving to you. When someone is about to share something with you, they are also going to be signaling how they're feeling about that thing or what they're thinking or what they're about to tell you based on how they're standing, on what they look like, on their facial expressions. So pay attention to that because that will also give you useful information into how that person is feeling. And that's something that you can integrate into your listening abilities as well. It's not just about what the other person says, because a lot of the times, you know, you might ask someone, how are you doing? And they say, I'm fine, I'm good. But you can tell their energy is off, or you can see that they're frowning or they look upset. So pay attention to that as well. Okay, number three, this one is so important. Don't interrupt. This one's probably one of the hardest active listening skills because it's something that is very common. A lot of people do it. And also, just a side note, even though I'm trained in active listening and I'm talking about this today, I am by no means perfect at all of these things. There are times when I interrupt or times when I do some things that aren't quote unquote active listening skills, but it's something that I'm mindful of and it's something that I'm constantly trying not to do and trying to be more conscious about so that I can be a better friend, listener, partner, etc. But interrupting is one of the worst things that you can do when you're listening. It's not a very active way to listen because because when you're interrupting, you're cutting off that person mid-thought. And maybe, you know, they didn't even get to the meat of it. Maybe they didn't even get to the part of what they're trying to share with you that's really bothering them. So by allowing the person to speak freely without interruptions, you will give that person comfort and safety to be really real, to be really transparent, and to get to the end point of their thought process. And there are some people that are much more to the point with how they communicate, but there are other people that are a lot more rambly and go on a lot of tangents and maybe get lost in their thoughts a little bit more. So just hold space for the fact that we all have different communication styles. And something that gives me a lot of help in this area and helps me show more grace is by understanding that in astrology, we all have different Mercuries. So there are 12 different signs and we all have a different Mercury sign. So how we communicate, which is what our Mercury represents, will vary from person to person. For example, I have an Aries Mercury. I'm fiery. I am fast. I'm to the point. I usually don't beat around the bush. I will be straightforward, but not everyone is like that. Some people communicate with a lot more feeling. Some people are a lot more dry. Some people are a lot slower in how they express things. So I've just had to learn to leave room for other people's communication styles and not interrupt very much or at all, because that way, you know, the person who's trying to speak to you can get annoyed or can get frustrated, and then they might just give up on speaking to you or sharing what it is that they want to. Okay, number four is don't change the topic back to you. Don't make it about you. And this is something that can be very, very common. A lot of the times when we're listening to other people, we want to make them feel like you can relate. And so maybe they're sharing something and you're like, oh, that's the same for me. Oh, this also happened to me last week. Oh, this also happened to my grandma or whatever. But that's not the point of the conversation. That's not why they're sharing this with you. If you are someone who does relate to what they're saying, you can keep that to yourself and use that to your advantage as a listener so that you can empathize and sympathize more with what that person is telling you. If you do feel like you have experienced the same thing in the past, that means that you are actually way better at understanding what it is that they're sharing with you. But you don't have to cut them off and tell them that. You don't have to shift the conversation back to you as the first thing you say to that person when they're done talking, because that's not going to make them feel heard. Even if it's your intention, it's not how it's received. And I think that's a lot of what active listening comes down to, is realizing that a lot of the times the way you respond to someone when they're sharing something with you might be coming from a certain intention, but it's not always going to be received in that way. So implementing these active listening skills can help you get closer to being the type of listener and person that you want to be in a conversation with someone else. So just remember that changing the topic back to yourself is usually not very helpful. You know, sometimes it is. Sometimes, you know, you can briefly mention, oh yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. I've been there too. And just leave it at that and then continue on with your sentence. You don't have to then change the whole topic to you and talk about when it happened to you and how it went for you, etc. Inner Growth Fam, if you want to know the secret to feeling more mentally clear and connected to yourself, it's regulating your nervous system. And that's why I love using the Open app. The Open app helps you unlock the transformative power of breathwork right at your fingertips, because they make it easy to practice breathwork at any time, anywhere. You can access a variety of guided exercises that are designed to help you reconnect with your breath, and I absolutely love it. As an overachieving, recovering perfectionist, I'm often doing way too much, and my mind can feel like it's going at a million miles per hour. So even though I resisted it for so long, implementing breathwork has been one of the most powerful things to help me find my center when I'm feeling stressed, going through mood swings, or feeling low energy. I love the Open app because the breathwork and meditation sessions are super quick, and they also have really good music. And Open now has a 14-day breathwork program called Mental Detox that's aimed at holistically addressing your mental and emotional well-being by resetting your nervous system. I usually use the app in the morning, and after trying these new sessions, I felt way calmer. I especially loved a class called The Conductor. This is an app that I truly recommend to everyone I know, and my only regret is not using it earlier. So if you want to get on my daily routine, you can get 30 days free of Open by visiting withopen.com/innergrowth. Again, that's 30 days free by visiting withopen.com/innergrowth. Okay, number five is listen without judging or jumping to conclusions. When someone is sharing something with you, there's a lot of things that you might miss. There's a lot of things that might get left behind when they're talking to you, when they're sharing a story or a situation or an experience or just telling you something. You don't have the whole context. You don't know all of their experience. You know your experience. The only lived experience that you fully know is your own. And so it's not very helpful to assume things based on something someone said when they initially started a conversation with you. And so that jumps me into the next point, which is ask clarifying questions and paraphrase. This is one of the most important things that you can do as an active listener. When someone shares something with you and tells you something, the best thing that you can do is rephrase what they said. Take mental notes as they're talking to you and then rephrase it. Okay, so what I heard is this, this, and this. Did I get that right? Did I miss anything? And then leave room for them to say, no, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Or no, actually, this, this, that. And then they'll fill in the gaps for you. Ask those good questions that are based on what you heard. And that will give room for the person who's talking to you to elaborate, to clarify, and to prevent you from making those conclusions or judgments that you don't want to be making as an active listener. Okay, number seven, this is also so key and so important, and it is validate the other person's feelings and emotions. A lot of the times when people are talking to us, all they want is to feel heard. It's to feel understood. It's to feel like they're not alone. And so one of the best things you can do is just saying, wow, thank you so much for sharing this with me. I really appreciate you being vulnerable about this. And I know it's definitely not easy to talk openly about this. So I really appreciate your openness. And I totally hear you. I would also be very frustrated if I was in that situation, or it's totally valid for you to feel upset that this happened, or I know this is really frustrating, I'm here for you, and it's okay to feel your feelings. Like, it doesn't matter exactly what you're saying, but validating the other person's emotions can go such a long way and can be really strengthening to the conversation. Okay, number eight is don't start planning what you're gonna say next while you're listening. This is something I used to do a lot and I still sometimes do, which is when you're listening to someone else, already thinking about your point, already thinking about what you want to prove to them, what you want to say back. And I feel like this specifically applies when someone's giving you feedback, or when you feel like someone's judging you when they're talking, or you feel criticized by the person who just spoke. And that's when we usually start falling to this need to justify ourselves, to defend ourselves, and to, you know, answer back and know what our point is going to be to fight back. But this can also apply in general when someone is talking to you and then you start already thinking about what you want to say, but maybe there is more context that they're going to share. And that's important for you to continue paying attention to. And when someone's talking to you and you're already thinking about what your next point is going to be, you're probably going to be in your own head. You're not going to be actually listening. You're going to be thinking way more than listening. And so hold off on your point. Hold off on what you're going to say back. Because again, if we go back to point six and seven, it's way more important for you to ask clarifying questions and rephrase what you heard and validate their feelings when you're listening. It's way more important to do those things than to already know what you're going to say. Because especially in the beginning of a conversation, there's still more points that are going to be made. And so the best things you can do in the beginning are those things. And then over time, the way that you're going to respond and the other things that you want to say will come to you. But that's just going to happen naturally. You don't have to already start thinking about them as the other person is speaking. Okay, number nine, don't automatically try to impose a solution to their situation or problem. This is something that comes from a good intention, like many of the other things, but it's actually not very helpful sometimes because the person who's speaking, the person who's sharing their feelings, doesn't necessarily want you to solve the problem for them. I feel like this happens a lot also in my relationship with Pedro, because I feel like if you are in a relationship with a man, a lot of the times the man just wants to take care of you. The man just wants to make you feel safe, and he doesn't want you to feel stressed or anxious or overburdened. They want to lower that for you. And so a lot of the times when I'm talking to Pedro, the first thing he'll say back to me is a solution he has proposed, is an idea on how to solve the problem. But a lot of the times I don't even want him to solve the problem for me. I just want him to listen. I just want him to hold space for my feelings and be like, oh yes, that's so annoying. I totally hear you. Yeah, I can totally see why that would be upsetting. Or yeah, it's totally valid for you to feel the way you feel. Or, oh, it sounds like you're really upset about this. What can I do to support you? And it doesn't go that way a lot of the times, which is totally fine. As we've talked about before, I think it's really important to understand that we are all doing our best with what we know know in the moment, but this is something that I seek a lot of the times in my conversations as well, is for other people to just give me a little bit of that validation of you are heard, you are not alone. And I'm not always seeking for someone else to give me a solution. And usually when I'm talking to someone and I want help with a solution, I will ask, what do you think? What do you think I should do? Do you have any ideas on how I can solve this? Usually the person who's talking to you will ask you straightforwardly when they need your help with a solution. So don't automatically assume that that's what they need. And then this takes me to the last point, point number 10, which is when you're responding, when you're done listening and it's your turn to speak, and maybe you've already rephrased the situation and you've already gotten some clarity on what's going on and you've asked those good questions and you've validated what they said. Maybe then at that point, what it comes down to is you asking, how can I best support you? What do you need from me? How can I be a good friend to you right now? Did you just want a vent, or do you want to hear my opinion? Do you want my advice? Do you want help finding a solution to this? Ask that question. It's such a powerful question, and it leaves room for a more conscious, more loving relationship between the two of you, because then that person can be super straightforward and say, yeah, you know what? I am feeling so slumped. I don't know what to do about this. What do you think? Or maybe they're going to say, you know what? I just got that all off of my chest and I'm feeling good. I don't need anything else. There's many ways this can go, but by asking that question, you will leave room for a way better conversation, and you will help the person you're listening to feel way more loved and supported. So that's my quick 10-step guide to being a more active listener. Let's quickly recap them. Number one, pay attention to your body language. Number two, listen, quote unquote, to the other person's body cues as well. Number three, don't interrupt. Number four, don't make the topic about yourself. Don't change it back to you. Just don't do it. Number five, listen without judging or making assumptions. Number six, ask clarifying questions and rephrase what the other person said so you can fully understand. Number seven, validate the other person's feelings. Make them feel truly understood. Number eight, don't start planning what you're gonna say next. Number nine, don't automatically impose solutions to the situation. That's not always what's needed. And number 10, ask how you can best support the person and be open about it. Be curious. What do you need right now? How can I support you? And leave room for that other person to share back and to continue to share with you. And you will see, if you start implementing these things, I can promise you that you will start having way more interesting conversations. You will feel way closer to the people in your life, and you will probably start receiving that type of listening in return way more. So if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, or if you're streaming audio in any other platform, you can head over to YouTube and drop a comment on this episode to let me know what you thought. Don't forget to subscribe on there. That's the best way you can support the show, and give the video a like while you're at it. And also, if this helped you, if this genuinely made an impact on your life and you think it would be beneficial for anyone else in your life to also have these tools, share this episode with a friend, with a family member, with a partner, and spread this knowledge, because I think that active listening is something that is so important. And the more that we collectively develop these skills, the better our relationships and our lives will be. So I hope that this left you feeling inspired. I will see you guys very soon with a new episode. And until then, don't forget to water yourself and have a great rest of your day. Bye.